come before His presence with singing. And I can tell that we love to sing the praises of Jesus. We just love to come into His presence and rejoice in His holy name. And that's what we're doing here, isn't it? I especially love to sing songs about the cross and about His precious blood shed for me. Praise the Lord. I'll often think of Taras Tegan's poem, The First Labor Day Retreat, Prayer Retreat. It used to be, maybe you'll be longing for these days, I don't know if I say this, but it used to be when I was a young fella that the Labor Day weekend was a great time of fellowship, but also of fun alone. It's still fun, but great fun, better fun. But also along the sports line, they had the boats out and the beach open and the ping pong table. They didn't hide the paddles and the balls and the war closet was open and so on. And then my Uncle Hans would be here to preach morning and evening. The afternoons were free. You didn't have to pray in the afternoon unless you wanted to. And in 1968, he took ill. It was late spring, I believe, and he couldn't come to camp. And I wasn't sure if the gardeners were praying just as we were this summer that my father would be at camp at this time. And they were probably praying with all their hearts that Uncle Hans would be able to come to Labor Day in 1968. And he wasn't able to. And the Lord showed them that they ought to have a prayer retreat and put all that stuff away, all aside, and spend the time waiting on God. They announced it that way, seeking the Lord. And Uncle Hans didn't come to preach, but there were quite a few other preachers. By the way, Brother and Sister Wanamacher were here that year. They were here. And Sister Pearl Young was here on furlough from Taiwan that year. And forgive me if you were a minister that was here, and I'm forgetting right now. I was only 16, and it was a long time ago that I was 16. But I was on staff almost all that summer, and I remember how Sister Young spoke. She was sitting right over there by Ann. Maybe we're going to hear something similar from you on Gala. I don't know. But she was sitting right in that area where Alice and Margaret Bloom would often sit. Remember, you old timers. And she just won my heart that, you know, in prior visits to the U.S., I always liked her. You couldn't help but love her. But her colleague, Elizabeth Lindau, she was more up my alley, you know, and they both gone to be with the Lord. But when Elizabeth Lindau came home, she was just a natural with children, you know, told stories. She was just a bit more, she was a New York girl, that's what she was. She was really outgoing, and she had the accent and all. And so we really took to Elizabeth Lindau. When Pearl Young came, maybe the next year or the year after, it was she was just quiet. I guess her ministry was more to the adults. Anyway, that year, I remember once she just stood and opened her Bible, and she must have kept this poem in her Bible. She read a Taras Tegan poem. I think she recited it. She had it there, you know how we do, just in case. Yeah. But we do, right?
Inside story.
But she started speaking. She said, God made this alive to me once many years ago. And she read, allured into the desert, with God alone, apart. Their spirit meeteth spirit, there speaketh heart to heart, or something like that, taken from Hosea 2. I'll speak to her heart, I'll draw her aside, and I'll win her with my love. There's one verse there where Sister Young said, we ask no more than thou hast given. We seek no vision fair. Thy precious blood has opened heaven, and we have found thee there. And it was so real. I remember I was sitting right back there where Carlos and Philip are sitting. And I think it was in the afternoon when we went to prayer. Just turn around at that Is that cushion still there on the windowsill? Yeah. I think that got a little moist that afternoon. Just seeking God. So touched by that testimony of hers that day. But in 1968, we had the first prayer retreat, and ever since, that would make this the, what would it be now? The 39th, if we count this one, and that one. It's a little tricky, isn't it, with those numbers. They liked it so much that they just kept doing it. And if you want to use the boats and the beach and all, you have to come in the other part of the season. And that's fun, too, by the way. But we're so thankful to be together. Jesus' blood has opened heaven. And we have found Him there. And we've entered into heavenly places in Him. And we've been blessed with those spiritual blessings, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And we're so thankful. So thankful. We do want to enter into His gates with thanksgiving at this time. As we've heard, it's a special year of celebration. 60 years of Pilgrim Camp. I'd like to sing it just now and give you a chance to stand as we sing 62. Let all the people praise thee. And this is the Waves of Glory style, where they repeat the chorus. We have it in a newer book at home where you don't repeat the chorus. We're going to do it as it's written here. I was so thrilled when I heard John Rivera. Where is he? There you go. You were just opposite last night. You know what? He got up in Ridgewood a number of years ago, and he read from Psalm 149, and I never forgot it. And that tells me that that psalm is alive to you, Brother John. He read that years ago and told us something similar. And I just remember this. It's an honor to praise the Lord. He said that again and again. It's an honor to praise the Lord. So let's do it with all our hearts. That was what he preached at Ridgewood and what he told us here last night. And I know we want to do that. Didn't you say that last night?
It was a testimony. What?
Well, to me, it was a preachment. Okay. What did you say?
He exhorted.
It wasn't a sermonette. It was the powerful... What did you say? A sermonette is for a Christianette?
Right.
It spoke to my heart. It was a real sermon that day. And last night, too. Thank you. Let all the people praise thy name forever and forevermore. Let's stand and sing 62.
Forever.
seated on the last when we got the books in Ridgewood that don't have the repeat. We hadn't sung the song for years, but it was so funny the way my father just couldn't sing the song without the repeat. He just had to throw it in. Let's sing third. Had I 1,000 times